Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, one of the things I really love about Italian wine is that it's so hard to learn about everything. There's so many different little places you can go. So that makes it really fun to go exploring.
It really does. You know, I bet most people are not aware that Italy is the largest producer and exporter of wines in the world.
Yow.
Cultivating about 20% of global wine production.
Jeez.
In addition, Italy is the country, as you sort of alluded to, with the widest variety of indigenous grape varieties. Mm-hmm. For me, this means that I can basically explore Italian wines forever and always be able to find something new.
Mm-hmm.
This is fun. And here are three new Italian friends that I think have merit. First, from an importer called Indigenous Selections comes the 2019 Toscana Sangiovese, which sells for a very fair $19.99. This is a 100% Sangiovese varietal wine. It is a deep, dark color, rounded, and very forward aromas of dark cherry, spice, and a touch of dark chocolate with surprisingly soft tannins and a nice long finish. It's a pleasure that the wine is already 6 years old, so it's showing really well now, and as I said, that $19.99 price point is extremely fair.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, I tried two interesting whites, one from Sicily, producer Cotanaro, who I talked about their Etna Rosso a couple of weeks ago. And this is a wine called Barbazale. It's a Sicilia Bianco, which is a white Sicilian wine, designated DOC Sicilia. The wine is 97% Catarotto, which is a grape.
Yeah, Catarotto.
And that actually is the most widely planted white grape in Sicily. Mm-hmm. And it's blended with 3% of Viognier. From the 2022 vintage, the wine shows aromas of citrus and herbs, floral notes, fresh and lively on the palate. It finishes with bright acidity, minerality, and just a hint of sort of a salinity, which I found very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
This would be perfect with grilled whitefish, grilled vegetables, and soft goat cheeses. And it's a darn good value at $17.99.
Yeah, that sounds like
now, it. Now, from the Goretti family in Umbria, we have a wine called Il Moggio, we're going to put all this on the website, folks, which features 100% Grechetto grapes from the 2023 vintage. The pale straw color has slight light green highlights, and the nose is intense with honey and floral elements. On the palate, the wine was surprisingly full-bodied and supple and would pair well with fish, white pasta dishes, especially if you have some capers.
Mm-hmm.
And white meats. This was a delicious wine, slightly off the beaten path, and which sells for $24.99. I enjoyed all three of these. Italian whites seem to get overlooked by many wine enthusiasts, so it was a real pleasure to try two completely new to me and good quality whites. And of course, the Sangiovese is the quintessential red wine of Tuscany, so it's sort of like meeting an old friend.
Yeah.
Choosing a wine of the week is a bit of a challenge, but the Goretti Il Moggio, even at $24.99, was just different and interesting enough to stand apart, and so it is my wine of the week.
And I don't blame you. That sounds really fantastic. We're going to put all this on the website, by the way, folks, so you can check it out. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.